Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Easter to you. We shared the legend of the Easter eel with Kristen, Mermaid Kristen, and the world. Maybe it was new to you, but now you are enlightened, and we apologize for that. But as divers, you know, if you're good, year to year, the Easter eel might show up in your toilet on Easter morning and give you a egg full of sand is the best that we could come up with. We're still not quite sure what his end game is.
We can't get you to move on from this, can we? You're just stuck.
Well, it's Easter. I just want to make sure everybody is well prepared. I mean, if you're a good diver and you weren't familiar with the legend of the Easter eel, you don't want just an eel showing up in your bathroom on Easter morning and you freak out and people are, you know, they got enough issues already with the virus and everything. You think it would be bad. So this is kind of a public service announcement, Casey.
So, well, happy Easter to everyone.
Yes. And it's important for us to educate and enlighten our listeners as we try to do every now and then. Now, we are on Facebook Live today. As you can plainly see, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad has been sharing, well, not just Jerry the Diver Guy wearing his Keep America Diving Again hat, I see, which is good. They've also been sharing some annoying pictures with the world. And,
well,
and
like
a lot
this
of,
one right here, Greg.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lie. Somebody has tagged me, and that is not me. Unlike last week where I was the Lobster King, I was fine with that picture. This picture you're putting out there now, that's not accurate. You guys, you deal in rumor and innuendo. How dare you?
Liar!
Okay. So let's bring on someone else. This is Woody. Woody, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys. Thank you for putting a smile on my face. I was just laughing listening to you guys.
Well,
about the eel. I can only imagine that coming up through my toilet.
Hey, just Google it. The Easter eel is a thing. And like I said, our role here at Scuba Radio is to educate the diving, you know, world accordingly. And, you know, we don't want anybody startled. We want them to welcome the Easter eel if it shows up. And it's a good thing for divers. If you've been good, the Easter eel will come visit you on Easter. And you should, you know, take it as a very magical encounter, as most divers do when they see them underwater. It's a big green moray eel, has a little Easter bonnet. And I guess it carries a basket of eggs like the Easter Bunny, too. But that's a whole other thing.
Says, howdy, howdy.
I wanted to bring Woody on. I've known him for a little bit. I mean, I have a mutual friend, Dr. Doug Ebersole. And and he's a super nice guy. And he said, you need to talk to Woody. He is hardcore diving. He's a rebreather. You know, you're a rebreather instructor, too. Is that right, Woody?
Mm-hmm. I sure am. Yeah. I teach on the Kiss Orca Spirit. And I'm a cave diver and grew up in Fort Lauderdale diving my whole life, 40 some years of diving. So
nice. Yeah.
A lot of diving.
Yeah. And, you know, and so we've become friends on Facebook. So I see some of the video clips and pictures he posts. You're doing a lot of workout stuff, I see. You're really keeping active during this whole lockdown. Is that right?
Well, we have so much time, right? So we might as well. But I am also a big advocate and believer, which is proven, that, you know what? We need to stay in good shape to be divers, especially if we're doing deep diving, technical diving. It matters.
Yeah.
And I care about it. And I'm an instructor, so I want to be in pretty decent shape in front of my students.
You want to set a good example, right?
Absolutely.
You don't want to just spread, you know, this nonsense about an Easter eel. You actually want to do some good for the dive industry.
Well, it's like this, Greg. It's like this. Imagine if you and I are going on a dive, right?
Right.
I'm going to look at you. I'm going to look at you as my buddy, and I'm going to say, Greg, I've got you. Like, I really do got you, right? Because we got to take care of each other.
Sure.
And then I'm going to look at you and say, do you have me? And we want to know that we got each other under there, right? So I want folks to know that I got you.
Okay.
It's a beautiful activity that we do because that we got to take care of each other underwater.
Well, I think it's a great way to look at it for sure. Now, like I said, I've been watching some of the stuff you've posted on Facebook. You've been doing your own webinars, and I think actually you do a radio show up in Atlanta or something too, don't you? I mean, so Woody Alpern, is that just how they can find you is through Facebook like that or what? What would be the best
way? You know what? That's the easiest way. I'm constantly posting dive stuff, silly stuff, fun stuff.
Right.
Active stuff. I'm a climber. I love to climb. I'm a cave diver. I'm a regular diver. So, Woody Alpern on Facebook. I teach here in Atlanta out of a very large dive shop, Sea Ventures. Sea Ventures is where I teach.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but he literally is kind of like a Renaissance man. If you see all the stuff Woody's into, it's pretty impressive, I got to say. Now, as I said earlier in the show, Woody posted something on Facebook last week. And in this downtime that we find ourselves in, I've been binge watching Netflix. I'm smack dab in the middle of this Ozark TV show. And lo and behold, I turn on Facebook, and Woody has posted something, and I'm like, hey, my buddy Jason Bateman likes my dog, and they're running around doing laps in the lawn. And I'm like, what?
That's right.
What the hell is that? And I thought that was hilarious. And you know, I posted a little thing. I said, you know Jason Bateman? That's cool. I love the show Ozark. It's been entertaining me immensely. So do you just know him? You live in the same area of Atlanta where they filmed that show, or what? Woody, what's going on?
Would you believe right now, at this moment, I'm actually in the cove on Lake Lanier, which is where they film most of it,
right,
where he films. I'm literally looking at the cove with my eyeballs right now, and he is such a down-to-earth guy. Honestly, he's just really a gentle, good guy.
Sweet.
And he loves my dog. If you go on Facebook, if you go on Facebook with me, Woody Alpern on Facebook, you're going to see I post a ton of pictures of my beautiful. I call her my daughter. I don't even like to refer to her as a dog.
Right.
Elle. And he loves her. So all of a sudden, you know, he was running. You know, he'd staying in the same place. I live in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And he's running around. Elle's chasing him, and he loves her. And she's barking. And I feel kind of bad. I'm like, Elle, you know, stop. Elle's like barking at him like he's just some other guy. And he's like, no, bark louder. I love your dog. She's beautiful.
Okay.
Come chase me, Elle. Come chase me. He's like that. He's just a really cool guy.
Well, he comes across really great in that show. I mean, it's just such a – I mean, he's obviously very talented, but the show all the way around is very entertaining. You need to tell him, get some diving in Lake Lanier and work that into that Ozark show. I haven't got through the whole thing yet, but I'm looking forward to maybe seeing some diving. I love that type of stuff. But do you know him well enough? Have you talked to him about diving at all, or what?
A little bit about diving. I don't want to bring him into it in Lake Lanier, because the bottom of our lake is the Georgia orange clay that if you even look at it, underwater, it's silted out. Forget about touching it.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it,
right,
you silt it out, right?
Yeah.
And we have thermoclines in Lake Lanier, so really where I'm going to slowly slide him in and like, Jason, come to my hotel. I own a dive hotel in Fort Lauderdale.
When we
can open,
which, right,
you know, we don't know. Yeah. Then he's in warm, beautiful, clear Gulf Stream water, meet my sharks, tons of sharks there. So I don't want to bring him diving in Lake Lanier.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that resort you're talking about down in there in Lauderdale by the Sea, we've talked about doing some stuff down there. And then as soon as we got ready to do it, they shut everything down on us. So we got to wait for that dust to settle or clear, and then we'll reset. But yeah, you'll have to invite him down there to do like a Discover Scuba. So he's not certified at this point, as far as you know.
That's right.
Okay.
He's not. But he's going to be. I'm.
You're working on him.
I'll bring him down to the Gomez Hilton.
Yeah. Well, okay, could do that too. But they got their own place. Yeah, they got another place down there at Lauderdale by the Sea.
Ocean Treasure.
That's right. Yeah. So they took over one of the small little resorts, redid it. It looks really nice. And, of course, we'll be talking about it more here coming up soon. Well, Woody, thanks for the update. I think that's cool that you're hanging with those kind of folks and telling me he does good work. It's entertaining even the scuba divers who can't dive. Hopefully he'll take that as a compliment. You know,
thank you for lifting us up, really, especially scuba, right? That's what we need right now through you guys. Keep us involved. Thinking about scuba during this tough time.
Well, I appreciate it, Woody. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Easter weekend to you. Hopefully you're making the best of it and getting by all the craziness with this coronavirus nonsense. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is connected via Zoom today. We have had a tap out of Mermaid Kristen, and Brittany the Aqua Gypsy has chimed in to take her place. Brittany, how are you? Come in. Talk to me.
I'm doing well, Greg. How are you?
I'm swell. Are you celebrating the weekend accordingly?
Though
you can't dive, are you preparing for the Easter eel and all that kind of good stuff or what?
We have been, yes.
Yeah. Have you been good enough to be visited by the Easter eel?
Are you kidding me? The Easter eel loves me.
Really? Do you even know who the Easter eel is, or are you just playing along? You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, I thought, you know, you were late to the party. So let me bring her and anyone else up to speed.
Oh, God.
Please, God, no.
Yeah, here we go.
Here comes Ed the Easter Eel. We're not quite sure just what's his deal. He comes to Good Divers on Easter Day.
Oh, wow.
You'll wake up Easter morning and you'll do what we all do. He might be there to wish you well, but don't confuse him with your poo. So keep the lid up for him this year. The Easter Eel is almost here. Divers round the world now all say yay! Yay! Yay!
That was a great, inspiring legend that you made up.
I did not make it up. Google it. Okay. It's totally legit.
Greg, you know I love you.
Yeah, of course you do.
But
I know. Yeah.
That was terrible.
What do you mean that was terrible? That Ed the Easter Eel is a thing. Google it. I don't know about the Ed part. Bubble Boy, what do you say? What say you?
Yeah. Oh, I just, Brittany, Jerry wants to know what you're wearing under that robe.
Oh, just stop it.
Keep really? It clean.
Is that an Easter eel in your pocket, or are you just happy to see Brittany? Hey, now.
Hey.
No, look, the thing is, it is a thing. And Ed the Easter Eel, we're just here to enlighten the world and get them through this coronavirus by distracting them with total nonsense. CJ?
Greg, is it true that the Easter Eel has, in fact, candy corns for eyes?
You know, I don't know. If you look closely on the picture that shows up on Google when you Google Easter Eel, do it, Brittany. Do it right now. Do it.
No, that's real corn, CJ. You know, it has to come up through the toilet.
Yeah, actually,
we call it maize.
Yeah, good point. I can't believe, you know, Barry the Bugger hadn't even pulled it up online and sharing it with everybody on Facebook Live.
What? The
Easter Eel.
Easter Eel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's
a green, giant green moray eel. It's a green moray with a little Easter bonnet on top of it. Pull the picture up. Share it with everybody on Facebook right now. And Brittany's looking real quick. She's like, he's so full of crap.
Now, does the Easter Eel hang out with the nurse shark with the little hat and the stethoscope around his neck?
Yeah.
That could be where Neil gets the eggs.
Yeah.
It's cute, actually. Look.
What do you mean? There it is. She found it. See?
He's cute.
Well, of course. He's Ed. The Easter Eel.
You'll think he's cute when Brittany, he bites your bum.
What see, is Brittany that thimble on top of his head?
Yeah, it's a hat. It's a bonnet, you big dummy. It's an Easter bonnet.
Ed. The Easter bonnet hat.
Yeah, duh.
Does Captain Slate feed the Easter Eel?
Well, I think there could be a connection there. There could be a connection. What we haven't been able to figure out, Brittany, and maybe you can do some research for us now that you know the legend of the Easter Eel and been brought up to speed, is that we don't really know what the Easter Eel is. What his purpose is. He shows up to Good Little Divers every year.
He's a pervert.
And he comes up through the commode and stuff. But we don't really know, you know, what the, you know, when you see him, you know, it'd be like an encounter. Like if you went down and dove with Captain Slate, it's a magical experience.
He's a pervert with a freaky fetish.
No, I don't think that's right. CJ?
You know,
maybe the whole reason the Easter Eel exists is to clean your pipes.
Clean your pipes, okay? So it keeps you from getting clogged up, possibly. There could be a connection there. But
it's an Easter miracle.
He's a sewer snake.
There. I mean, the picture that Brittany pulled up is Ed, is it with a, does he have a little basket of eggs with him, or is it just the Easter bonnet on that picture?
He has a little basket of eggs.
It does, see? And we're thinking maybe the eggs is filled with ocean sand that he leaves around.
It ain't chocolate.
Yeah, I don't think it's chocolate. But,
hey, Greg, I found a problem.
Yes, what?
The Easter Eel legend, we have to dress up in kelp and seaweed to attract the eel.
Ah, okay. Are you sure you won't end up, if you do that, you might get, oh, Greg! He's old Greg!
We're going to need Vinny to send some kelp over then.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I just don't understand what the Easter Eel's, you know, end game is, what the goal or what he's, but I mean,
I'm telling you, Greg, he's a
Jerry, will you just stop? quit turning the Easter eel into something, you know, that's blasphemy this speak. This is a, a family, you know, a character that divers can center around. Don't turn him into a perv.
Yeah, stop feeding your Easter eel Viagra, Jerry.
Yeah, God.
They're never going to be able to go to the bathroom again.
This is a magical Easter character that we can all celebrate together as divers.
He comes from Lake Titicaca.
Well,
doesn't make him
originally possibly. That's
where he was born and raised.
Right. So, Brittany, is it starting to make sense to you now? Do you have a much better understanding of what Easter is all about?
Would you mind draping yourself in some kelp?
Christopher would do that.
Yeah.
But not an Aqua Gypsy. I think that my understanding is completely fulfilled now.
Okay, good. Well, we, mission accomplished. That's just what we do. Because, God forbid, you see, if you would have went into Easter and tomorrow, I mean, just imagine this scenario, Brittany. You're a diver. You've been a great little diver all year. You've been bringing new people into the sport by being a dive instructor. And on Easter morning, you walk into the restroom and a giant moray eel jumps out and scares the bejesus out of you. You have a heart attack and die. I may have just saved your life, because now you're going to be on the lookout. You're going to be expecting the Easter eel. You are welcome. And we will leave it at that. I tell you, there is some controversy, though, between the Easter eel and the Easter bunny. I don't know what that's all about, but maybe we'll find out soon enough. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Let's run to the phones real quick. Let's see who's dialed up, 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Greg, this is the Easter Bunny.
Oh, crap. I was afraid of this.
Listen to me. I'm pissed off.
Why am I not surprised? Why?
I can't deliver eggs to all the good little boys and girls tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
I'm screwed.
Okay. Yeah, so you're upset about the Easter eel again? Is that what we're talking about here? Or what?
No, I'm talking about the Kung Flu.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I guess there's that issue, too. All right, yeah. I was afraid you were going to call and be upset about this Easter eel thing that we spoke
about. Oh, I don't give a damn about him.
Oh, well, you don't. So you're over that issue, which is good. Maybe you guys can, share some territory or that kind of thing. So how are you going to manage?
Oh, he can have every toilet he wants. I want no part of that.
Okay, all right, Easter Bunny. So what are you going to do, though, since you're on lockdown like everyone else,
well,
I guess?
I was hoping I need to get the word out, so thanks for having me on. I want to postpone Easter to another date. What do you think about maybe April 22nd?
April 22nd? No, that's Earth Day. That's also my son's birthday. That's
damn
not
it.
Good.
April 24th, maybe?
That'd be Arbor Day. No.
Screw the trees. May 5th.
That's Cinco de Mayo. Not to mention my wedding anniversary. Can't you pick another day? Come on.
Good Lord. What about May 10th?
Mother's Day? Yeah.
Mother's Day. May 16th?
That's Armed Forces Day and my birthday.
No, it's my birthday. It's not all about you,
ass. Come on, it is. One more try.
What about May 25th?
That's Memorial Day.
God, you go to hell.
Oh, golly. Easter Bunny.
Greg, thanks for pissing him off.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, so much for getting chocolate eggs. We're going to have to rely on the Easter eel to make tomorrow a little bit more manageable.
And sandy eggs.
Yeah, sandy eggs. I don't know what he brings, but man, that guy, Easter Bunny, got serious issues.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So Greg, he's a scaly manfish.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Come on, Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'll be honest with you. I've been cooped up here way too long, obviously. And it's starting to show. I might be starting to break, and I apologize if I haven't several times already. But this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, so we will try to get back on track and do what we can to educate you accordingly from a diving perspective. Jerry, the diver guy, what say you?
Greg, we were talking off air, and Captain Walt has a legitimate question about the Easter eel.
Okay. Captain Walt DeMartini at the Gomez Hilton, outside at the Tiki Bar, what say you?
Is the Easter eel tapered at both ends?
Tapered at both ends. Golly.
Like a cigar?
I can only guess. I can only assume that's what he means.
And like a torpedo.
Other than that, that's all I'm going to...
You did... Greg, you did miss out on the paddleboarders floating by Walt's a few minutes ago.
That you did.
Okay. Well, if you're on Facebook Live, you might have caught that, or you could have been spared. It depends on what you're looking for. I don't know. I'm going to go back to the Aqua Gypsy because she's maybe the only one as part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad today that could probably provide some, insight.
Closure
from a dive instructor perspective. It helped us get over this hump, other than this nonsense that we've been spewing for the last 30 minutes. Brittany, no.
Oh, I wish. No. I wish.
You got nothing.
Last Saturday to go shark tooth diving in Venice, but then of course on Thursday before we were issued the stay at home order. So
yeah.
Well, we're so just wait. Gonna go off for sure.
Yeah, you did, or you were planning on it and you got axed. What happened?
We were planning on it and it got derailed.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It just blows. I mean, yeah, because that would, were you going to just do a beach dive off Venice Beach there, west coast of Florida? Is that what you're planning to do or what?
Yeah. Yeah. And then also there is a boat that runs out of there. Mm-hmm. And, but the guy the whole time has been a six pack. He's not, he hasn't been anything but so
was he able to get out, because there's still that controversy.
So he was able to get out, but because we have been issued the stay at home order,
right?
He wasn't able to do that, but up until that point he was, because he was a six pack. But it was just going to be my friend and I. So,
I gotcha. Yeah, you would have been able to maintain the numbers, but yeah, we got the stay at home order, and evidently going to find shark teeth is not an essential activity.
Damn them. They
don't know what
essential.
The hell they're... Yeah, they have no idea what they're talking about. Let's be real. No, I kid. Yeah, so you're just sitting at home. Well, you're sitting outside, I see.
Actually, I did go to... I did, but my neighbor across the canal dropped his cell phone in the water, and I saw him out there. I haven't met him because we just moved into our new home.
Yeah.
And I saw him out there diving, and so I asked him if he needed a hand, and so then we went down, kind of got in the muck, and...
What, was this a lake or on the ocean or what?
This is the canal on the Gulf.
All right, the intercoastal there on
listen,
the west coast.
Greg, listen.
Yeah, and so did you find it for him? Or did...
Well, it's still missing. There was
buried up in
the... There was literally maybe 15 inches of sediment on the bottom.
Ah, so you got... Did you jump in, and as soon as it was like Lake Lanier diving in clay, like what Woody was talking about earlier, maybe?
Yeah, it's like we were diving in Lake Titicaca.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That, I think we've reached our quota.
That's number two.
Indeed.
And you know the sad thing about it? Bubble Boy hasn't brought it up.
He didn't need to. He did not need to.
That's right, Greg.
He's getting old, and I will say this, buoyancy control is very important when you're trying to pick up something off the bottom like that.
Absolutely. You don't want to muck it up. But it sounds like what, the phone mucked it up, or it's hard not to because there's so much gunk there.
You couldn't really, like the second that I even put one finger to try to find it.
Big cloud silt out.
As soon as that cell phone hits the salt water, it's toast.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was in
not true.
Case.
No, yeah. If you get down there soon enough, you can get the chip out of it and save your data.
Well, not just that, but the new iPhones are waterproof, Barry, so you can suck it. What do you mean? It is true. They're good down to 33.
Now, this is Dr. Barry speaking. Everybody listen.
Okay, we'll try it with your phone first.
Well, I'm just saying, no, the new iPhones, they're good to 30 feet. Yeah, Walt DeMartini knows. Don't you, Walt?
Yeah, affirmative. Koji dropped one in the canal about a week and a half ago, went in, it was down 20 minutes, retrieved it, came back, everything works fine.
Yeah.
Dropped it in the canal.
Yeah,
canal.
So there you go, Barry, you're a liar.
He got an infection.
Now salt water, Barry.
Saltwater destroys everything.
It almost killed him, though. Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to go there with you, Brittany. You dove in that canal. If it's like most canals in Florida, they're not exactly the kind of places that divers would like to frequent just because all the goo and stuff that's in there.
There it is.
I know. I had to wash in turpentine.
You had to wash in turpentine after, did you? You got a dry suit or anything or no?
I do, yeah, but I didn't use that. I just used my old wetsuit.
Yeah, one you didn't care about anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I used my old gear and stuff.
But was it kind of funky, or was it just kind of mucky, and it was just like dead leaves and stuff?
It was super funky. Yeah.
It was super funky? All right. But you didn't find the phone, though.
It's super crappy.
So it was kind of, did you find anything else? Like dead body, you know, arm?
She
you know,
found herself, Greg. Gun. She found herself.
You know, knives, things.
Did you find Mr. Hanky?
Quiet.
I didn't really put a lot of...
Quiet. I'm talking to Brittany.
I didn't really put a lot of time and effort into it because I figured it would have been a wash. By this point, it was 3 days later. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, did you feel good from the standpoint of, well, at least you got wet and got some diving in?
I did, and then I felt like a good Samaritan.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're a wonderful person, Brittany. Well,
she's the aqua gypsy. Yeah, and divers, we got to share our superpowers with our non-diving friends every now and then, and that helps. I've done that once where I actually helped a local community pool find a leak. Have you ever done any of that kind of stuff, gang?
Great.
Yeah,
great.
I did. And
good
you know,
for you.
Well, no, it's true. I mean, because they couldn't do it. They can only do breath holding, trying to figure out, like, how are we ever going to find this leak? We need a diver. We need someone with that superpower of knowing how to scuba dive, could swim around the pool. And basically what I took is this little eyedropper of red
dye
food coloring. And I went around the bottom of the pool and looked at cracks, and I'd puff out a little of the food coloring. And if it got sucked into the crack, I knew there was a leak.
I have actually done that, Greg.
You have done that too.
Yes.
As a diver, did they pay you
for it? Liar.
Yes, I got paid for it.
He's not a liar. Barry's the liar. Jerry's not a liar. He just exaggerates.
Greg. You took a little dropper and you went around that whole pool looking for little cracks. How long did that take?
Yeah, I was diving for about a half an hour.
Well, actually, all you had to do is go around where all the lights are and all the drains are.
Yeah, well, you could do that too, or you could go to the cracks, which is what I did, and I found a leak. So
my crack was hidden.
Good job, Greg.
The difference between me and Jerry. The difference between Jerry and I, remember, I'm a genius. So
just to ask him.
That's the first bunny of the day.
Okay.
I did that once, Greg. I found some sunglasses up north in a lake, and it was funny because I cleaned them up And then I walked into this bar.
Now she's wearing
them. Now she's wearing
Wait
them.
A minute.
Who had them on?
Brittany found Greg's glasses in Grenada, too, didn't you?
Oh, I did. Yeah.
That's right. She has a superpower. Bubble Boy, what have you done as a diver? Anything?
Jack.
Yeah.
I've never found leaks like you, Greg. But yeah. I have to ask you, though, did that pool you were in, did it have any of those special agents that turn purple when it interacts with urine?
Bubble Boy makes his own bubbles underwater.
I'll hang up and listen off the air.
Okay. Don't worry.
Long time, first time.
We'll edit that out in post. Anyway.
Bubble Boy, say it. Lake Titicaca.
Quiet.
That's the third time.
Lake Titicaca.
Guys, I swear. Why do I even bother trying to talk any kind of logic to these Scuba Radio Scuba Squad group? God help me.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio,
the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We've got to.
Get down, get down.
Got to.
Get down,
got to.
Get down,
got to
get.
Down, get down. Oh, no, no. Got to, got to.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Easter weekend to you. Hopefully you're not going too crazy with the fact that you can't get down right now due to this whole lockdown stuff. But you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's an ocean waiting to be explored. Yeah, I'm hip. It won't get here soon enough, no doubt. But it's there. So hopefully in the meantime, you're making the best of the situation. You know, maybe it's doing some maintenance on your scuba gear, perusing the web for some, you know, new scuba items. You guys saw that story where they've taken the those full face snorkel masks and they're turning them into what, respirators or masks or
they're
something.
Doing filters.
Filters. Yeah, it's kind of a unique thing, I guess. That's made its rounds. I'm sure.
Greg, look on the bright side.
Yeah.
The show's almost over.
Okay, thank you, CJ. Thank you for that support. That's what gets us through this show every week. But yeah, you know, I've been doing some upgrades here at the studio. Well, if I can't dive, might as well do something. And but there's no one here to take advantage of it except me. So I just
according
so you know,
to Barry, you ain't done nothing.
What's that?
According to Barry, you haven't done anything.
Well, Barry's not here. I did these upgrades for CJ and Bubble Boy, who are usually in the studio. And when they do finally get the all clear and come back, they're going to see that they're going to have a you know a little bit more of a thing.
Here Greg, when we do come back,
a new stripper pole.
Well, that could be another thing. I don't know why it always has to go that way. Brittany, I try to bring these guys up a little bit, and they bring me down every time. It's a diving thing, I know, but just
Greg, did you get a new sea monkey fish tank?
No, I did not. That would have been for you, Barry. That would have been for you. But let me give you that suggestion. Instead of the video you keep sharing with us of you in a wash cap in the basement of the Unabomber, why don't you just put up a big sea monkey aquarium instead and share that with the world? How about that?
I don't have a green screen.
Oh, you don't need a green screen. Get your sea monkey aquarium. Start growing your sea monkeys and put them there in front of the camera. There you go.
We never actually saw your sea monkeys. We just heard about them.
Okay, well,
I saw your sea monkeys.
Now you could do that.
Kinky.
Maybe you do that if you do it tonight.
By next weekend you'll have them.
No, maybe
no. Amazon's slow at delivering right now.
Yeah, but you got a tank. Get a tank. Get prepared to receive the Easter eel, and maybe you can capture Ed and hold him past each Easter Sunday, and maybe we'll actually see him in the flesh.
Just label it as Dr. Barry.
Yeah. Captain Walt DeMartini surely has something that he could add that would be constructive.
Please, please.
Yeah. What?
Does the Easter eel get along with the whatever we were just talking about?
The Easter bunny?
All right. That's
Who's drunk?
There you go.
I think what he was wanting to know is, does the Easter eel get along with sea monkeys?
That's it. No. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Gomez is starting to come
out. Wait, I've got one.
Oh,
does the
Brittany
Easter
does.
Eel get along with a drunken sailor?
Oof. You know what? I would imagine they're two peas in a pod, and that, you know, where one
two
goes
poops in a pail,
the other one follows.
Who's it drunk?
Actually, it actually hibernates inside.
The possibly. Drunken sailor for a whole year. You know, the drunken sailor, you know, is that a Easter eel in your pocket? Or
You'll have to ask the drunken sailor next time if it's tapered on both ends.
All right, just stop. Golly. Really?
You brought up the Easter eel to begin with.
I know, but it's a magical character that kids and people worldwide can celebrate, and you guys are turning it into a crappy thing.
Greg, I don't think in this time
to swim through the crap.
Toilet paper shortage,
right?
We should be concentrating on toilets.
Exactly. It's not appropriate. It's not appropriate.
I mean, it's a great metaphor since the show is in the crapper.
Yeah.
But beyond that.
The rest of the year, does it live in Lake Titicaca?
Oh, gosh, really? Oh, boy.
Greg, you know what they say.
What do they say, Brittany, the awkward gypsy?
Lay with dogs, you get the fleas.
Okay.
And here we are.
She just called all of you guys dogs.
Thank you, Energizer Bunny.
She called all of us fleas.
Okay. Well, anyway, feel free to celebrate the Easter eel as you see fit. As a diver in the know, you will be able to enjoy this weekend just that much more. And if at the bare minimum, you can share the story with your non-diving friends. And, you know, they may have you committed, but that's okay. I mean, you got to practice social distancing right now anyway. So you're probably good for at least a couple weeks before the men in the white suits are going to take you away. CJ?
I think it'd be good practice to alert the others in your household if you do spot the Easter eel first by saying, fire in the hole!
No, I don't think it's the appropriate response. If you see the Easter eel, I think you should celebrate the visit, knowing that the only reason the Easter eel came to you is because you were a good little diver, boy or girl. And you should celebrate that fact. You should be proud, and you should, you know, just think that, hey, I have accomplished something in this world of trouble, in this crazy state of mind that we find ourselves in right now. There's a little bright light. There's a little something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, we look forward to next weekend with no Easter eel.
Where is it, Dave? Better?
I got a hold of some of Mermaid Kristen's painkillers before the show today, so that's my excuse. I can't speak for the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, but Boo's probably had an element of play in that. All right, till next week, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.